You poured something.
That's it. We just paused
the background music.
Yeah. So can you hear? I can hear?
Can we hear?
That's me being all techie.
Yeah.
She's like, you clicked something.
Since when have you paid attention?
Get back behind your crystal ball. If anybody has seen photos of us in studio, there's a lot of technical around us.
Yeah. Good morning,
good
afternoon,
morning.
Evening.
Good
morning.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening, good morning.
Hey, this is the last... If you are in Australia and other places in the world.
Oh, yeah, time zone.
Yeah, although the US and Canada, no, disregard what we were about to say. But if you're anywhere else in the world, next week's broadcast is going to be happening at a slightly different time because we have to make adjustments for daylight savings here in Australia.
That's
so
right.
We'll be doing that for next week's broadcast. In fact, those changes are going to be made this weekend on the website for this, so the replay groups will change and so on, as they do every year, twice a year.
I always get excited with that change. I
really?
Don't know why. Yeah.
Regardless of whether we go earlier or later?
Well, independent of one live. I just quite like the daylight savings changes. It's like, woohoo, we're changing.
Well, I'm really glad that we have Naomi Jansen to think of these things, because I never know what day it is, folks.
Yes.
I am not
the brains.
I am not linear time man. Thank you, Naomi Jansen.
I'm electronic reminders lady, because I wouldn't remember any of it if I didn't think to write it down. But I think I know what you mean about it. It's kind of special because, and I think it's, for me, it's always felt like this. What else do we coordinate? What else do we, as a culture, coordinate like that? Just everybody goes
subscribes
to time change. Everybody changes their clock backs. I mean, nowadays, you have to actually, I mean, most of it happens automatically, like with your computer and your, you know, your
smartphones.
But when I was growing up, you had to remember in the morning to change all the clocks. And I just made, there was a
That's
sense
right.
of like, wow, we're all doing
we
this.
We have to manually
There's something
do
novel
it.
About it.
But
there's also something a bit sad about
well,
it.
I still can't change the clock in my car. So it's still last, you know, it's still the old time
the
zone,
old millennia.
Which is coming up soon.
You'll be back
the same
on
time zone
automatically.
When you bought it.
That's right. The thing is, though, when we do change the time, that difference affects me. I find that I'm so exquisitely sensitive, everybody, that even the moon's enough to throw me out. So.
Speaking of which.
It's a lunar eclipse, is it?
It's a total solar eclipse.
Oh, what? Will we be able to see it?
I haven't looked at the map, actually, of where it passes, but I imagine we would be.
Mm-hmm.
But the total solar eclipse happens on Tuesday for some and Wednesday for others.
Right? Wednesday for us, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And this solar eclipse is... Oh, goodness, I've listened to so many astrological reports. I'm all a bit jumbled. But what I do remember from it is that the ego is being given the big flush out.
Oh, not again. Oh, no.
It's the ego heave-ho.
Honestly.
Do you like that? Wouldn't that be a good t-shirt? Give the ego the old heave-ho.
Oh, dear. No, I do like that. I do like giving the heave-ho. The old heave-ho to the ego.
Oh, gosh.
So that's what this solar eclipse is all about. And eclipses, of course, come in pairs, and the lunar eclipse will be later in the month, in the 20s. I think it's the 25th, something like that. And then we have the equinox, which is equal day, equal night.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that's what that meant.
Okay, back to school with you.
I'm too busy being technolinear, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be on the 20th or the 21st of March. So March is actually quite a big... It's going to pack a punch, as some people have been saying.
Is it going to punch us?
Well, it depends. I think I've already had a bit of a punch up with a few things these last couple of days. And I think that it's really to do with ego and control and attachment and all those kinds of things. So if you find yourself battling, try and reflect on what's happening here. What's the wisdom that's trying to be born from it? And how can you let go even more? and go into the flow of what your higher self wants. Because when you can let go of the ego's clutches and the ego's, you know, determination and attachment to all that's going on, you can find yourself spontaneously evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into the light.
Oh, yeah.
Coming into relief, certainly, but also into a magical new dimension in some ways. I mean, that's my terminology. Not everybody's cup of tea, but for me, I do find that suddenly it feels like I'm Alice in Wonderland. I'm just woken up from, you know, a really tango with time, an ugly tango with time.
Mm-hmm.
And the ego... Mm-hmm. is what wants things.
Ah.
Is that right? I mean, it's one of the things.
Sure. Well, it's kind of more densely wanting, mm-hmm. wanting in the denser dimensions, whereas, you know, the ever-evolving higher self or the ever-evolving soul aspect is always moving regardless and growing regardless of any of the ego's wants.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... in a sense, it's always yearning for more life. It's always moving towards more life, or it's always expanding into more life. But the ego doesn't, it's not necessarily doing that. It's kind of saying, Where's my
this and that?
Where's my beer?
Where's my beers?
Is that what your ego says?
Did you see?
Or am I channeling mine?
More like a cold apple cider. Did you see that video that I posted? Oh no, I got it from you. I should.
Oh yeah,
that was fantastic.
Yeah.
What was?
It was really cool.
On Facebook, if you're not friends with us on Facebook,
you're not going to see it if you're not our friend. But if you friend us, if you come over to One Mind Live on Facebook, you've got it on your site. Did you share it to One Mind Live?
I'll share it immediately.
Okay. It's really, really good, and it was something that resonated for me because I was just reflecting this morning. This sense that. Just marveling at our ability to just keep being noticing what we don't have. And I was reflecting on all of the things that I've accomplished in this year. There's definitely been a sense of just peace and security that I have now that I didn't feel even a year ago. And I was telling myself a year ago, when I have that, I'll be in that blissed out, that place that you described, that Alice in Wonderland, woken up from the dream. And I was lying there going, I have now so much more peace and security than I did a year ago, but I'm still capable of being tuned into that something's missing place.
I wish I had a helicopter.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
That's so, part of the post, by the way.
Yeah, you'll have to actually look at the post to see what that is.
Mm.
And I was thinking, I just want to stop myself every time I notice that I want something else. You know, that story we tell ourselves, if I have X, then I'll be blissful. And I think now it sounds like what you're saying is this equinox is helping push us towards the realization that we already have everything. We're just not tuned into that reality when we are in our ego. Because ego always wants more.
Oh, so what you're saying is that ego disables our ability to see that we actually do have everything?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like if you're in that ego headspace, you can always find lack.
Always find lack.
And if you're in that...
And you can always find things to do.
Right.
So that's why the ego is actually quite helpful. It keeps us grounded. Keeps us in this dimension, in the third dimension, whereas if we're always meditating or feeling blissed out, we probably wouldn't get much done.
Mm.
But the balance, I guess, is that you want to be blissed out and get things done.
Yeah, and then I think I just keep going back to this beautiful day that I had years and years ago when I first kind of stepped into this, what do I really want to do rather than what I should be doing thing. I just had like a weekend, maybe it was 3 days in a row, I don't know, but where I was getting things done. So I wasn't just sort of staring at clouds all day long, but there was a beautiful dreaminess and sense of just gorgeous, sensuous, just abundance to the whole 3 days. And I kind of, everything was brighter in colors.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
It was like falling madly in love without the anxiety,
mm-hmm.
you know, without the, what if this, yeah, exactly. And so I've always thought back to that as being the idea of, wouldn't it be great to stay in that space? Because I think that was a space of... I don't know, I can't compare it. It's not
like
I can say
it to me.
I've had other times with that felt like the most egoless time to me.
Yeah, well, along with ego comes the shadow, of course, which is reminds you of all the trauma that you've had in your life. And I was saying to a client just today, actually, that, you know, we've all had trauma. This is what it's all about. So
it's traumatic being here.
It is a traumatic place to come. But, you know, I guess we dissolve the charge behind it, and we come to a realization of the gifts of that trauma, the wisdom that comes with that, or the opportunity for strength and standing up and inspiring others and bringing others into the fold. It's a beautiful thing. But yeah, so this eclipse is somewhat of a kind of a portal, a stargate, if you will, to step into another higher reality of yourself. And yeah, to take stock definitely of everything that you've achieved. What I have heard is that a lot of people do have a sudden change in the eclipse time. So things that you thought might come to fruition don't.
And things you never expected suddenly show up.
Exactly.
Is that this eclipse, or is this characteristic of eclipses in general?
It's characteristic of them in general.
Oh, okay.
But this one in particular, I've had people all around me have things that they expected suddenly not happen. And then other people are like, wow, things just keep turning up exactly as I need them.
And so the effects of the eclipse, even though it doesn't happen for a few days, how far back did they start affecting us?
Look, I guess it depends on how sensitive you are. And I mean, there are lots of influences as well. I mean, there are lots of other amazing things that are happening in the astrological fields, out in the cosmos. So we can't really say it's all about that sun.
It's just that something's going on.
But it is an event. Yeah.
And my next question is this more like an opportunity that if we try to be mindful during this time, we'll get that extra help? Like, it's an opening that we have to step through?
Yeah.
Or is this something that, because we've had some other things in this past year where the message has been, it doesn't matter what you do, you're being upgraded. Which one is this?
Yeah, I definitely think that we are being upgraded. That's what I've observed around me. But it's also like your layers of illusion will be stripped from you, whether you're ready for them or not. It depends on whether you're going to hand them over or whether you're going to be stuck naked all of a sudden.
Hang on to your horses.
Like, you know, step gracefully into the nakedness of who you are rather than have your clothes ripped from you in the most awkward of circumstances.
I know.
Well, that reminds me of a bad Game of Thrones scene.
Stop it. Well, I hope it doesn't happen to me in public. I hope it
happens. Cue the bad dreams tonight. So it's about, can we set an intention? Because I'm thinking that'd be a good thing we can tap on.
Yeah, even though I'm going to get stripped down naked, I hope it's in the bathroom at home.
Because you said it was about change, so it's about, you know, let's maybe talk about rolling with that change.
Yeah.
And I think we have
having
to...
Having a graceful change.
And just kind of intending that no matter how sudden or how unexpected or how drastic the change is, that we'll be able to flow gracefully with it.
I like that.
Yes.
Definitely happening for me at the moment. So I'm...
Is it?
Yeah,
are you
awake? Yeah. I'm experiencing a lot of tiredness at the moment, and I was blaming it on the moon, and it's still going on. And but I'm feeling very, very content, and I just have to surrender to this tiredness. I'm not unwell. I don't feel anything like that. And but I do slightly feel uncomfortable because I'm used to being a lot more sparky. I'm not very sparky at the moment, but actually feel very content.
Energy doesn't feel less sparky.
No, I don't. No, it's not. So I'm just trying to work out what this is. And it is a change. And as soon as I get my finger on it, folks, I'll try and put words to it. So
Put music to it.
Oh, as well. I can do that too.
Let's go.
Okay, guys, see you on the other side.
See you there.